different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
hello, good afternoon. Sincere apologies for bringing the news 6 minutes late. We are having a technical glitch. However, here are the headlines for today's news. Oasis Forum calls off planned protest, announces prayer gathering ahead of State House meeting. Opposition leaders fought President Hichilema's address for meeting national priorities. And 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. With the news in detail, I am Hugh Jempampundu on Hot FM. The Oasis Forum has announced the postponement of the peaceful march past against BU7, which was scheduled for 28th November 2025, in an acknowledgement of police advice. In a statement, Forum Chairperson Beauty Katere says though all formalities for the march had been completed, the postponement creates space for dialogue following confirmation for a meeting with President Hichilema at State House on Friday afternoon, the same day the march was initially planned. Ms. Katebe further states that the forum has resolved to hold intercession prayers at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus on 28th November 2025 at 08:30 hours to seek God's guidance even as they prepare to meet the head of state. She has urged all invited guests to dress in black. 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has charged that President Hagainde Hichilema missed an important opportunity to unite the country during the press briefing yesterday, choosing instead to focus on what he described as personal grievances. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast show, Mr. Mundubile said Zambians had expected the head of state to address pressing national issues such as the rising cost of living, economic hardship and ongoing constitutional concerns. He has urged President Hichilema to foster national dialogue, transparency and consensus building, saying unity was critical for Zambia's stability and development.
But not for the reasons that you state. The reasons the PF are regrouping today are to come and to, first of all, to provide credible check and balances, and indeed, you know, to take over government so that we can save Zambia. So the president missed an opportunity to unite the nation, and instead of addressing economic hardships and constitutional concerns, he focused on blame and personal grievances. Zambians want solutions, not sentiment. You know, would urge the president to prioritize dialogue, transparency, and national unity moving forward.
Meanwhile, Socialist Party President Fred Membe has charged that President Hichilema is resorting to tribalism by alleging that some Zambians hate him because of where he comes from.
He's resorting to regionalism, he's resorting to tribalism, he's becoming deeper and deeper. He's pretending to be against tribalism when he's actually taking a trench in it. He's trying to preach national unity in a very fake way when he's actually preaching division. All those who are opposed to him, all those who are critical of anything that he does, they are simply doing so because of where he comes from. And he did not choose to come where he comes from, to be born where he was born. We all